They've got sunshine yellow skin, a deep orange pulp, and are known for their rich, sweet flavour and smooth texture. I'm talking about the Alfonso mango, a staple of diets in India, where it's grown and enjoyed around the world. But for several months now, European consumers haven't been able to get their hands on Alfonso mangoes. They were banned by the European Union in the middle of last year after large numbers of fruit flies were found in consignments. That ban, though, has now been lifted after the Indian authorities introduced new checks on mango exports. Well, Monica Bhandari sells the mangoes in her London shops.
Well, we're absolutely delighted that the mango ban has been lifted. This is going to make a huge difference to our business. Customers are going to be delighted. So those who buy mangoes, who were up in arms really about the mango ban, who've been missing them all season. I've already had messages this morning of, oh, we've been missing them so much. We're so delighted that they're going to be coming back. So people are going to be very pleased. They can eat what they want to eat, which is a great thing. And also for our business, it's going to be very positive.
Monica Bhandari. So what impact has the ban had on mango growers in India? I asked the BBC's Samir Hashmi in Mumbai.
Well, it has hit them significantly because from the time the ban was imposed, first of all, it hit the exporters and farmers because even though India does not export to Europe in a big way in terms of numbers, but it does constitute as a big market when it comes to revenues and profits. So first, when the ban came in, they couldn't earn money from that market, which is the most important market for them overseas. And secondly, because of the oversupply of mangoes in the domestic market, which is in India, the prices over here also tumbled. So it was a double whammy for them, really. They couldn't earn overseas, nor could they make much money here in India. In fact, earlier I got a chance to speak to Subhash Jadhav, who's a farmer in Maharashtra. And he told me how the ban really affected him and his livelihood.
Because of the losses I made last year, I couldn't even manage to buy fertilizers for my farm. I have got around 800 mango trees and I had to borrow money just to maintain them. So it's really affected my livelihood. Now the ban's been lifted and we can export mangoes, prices will go up across the country. Just by selling 2,000 boxes of mangoes, I should be able to make a profit of about $10,000.
That's Subhash Jadhav, a farmer there. Samir, we are being told that improvements in how mangoes are checked before they're exported from India are reasons that the EU is lifting the ban now. What has actually changed and how onerous are these new checks?
Well, from the time the ban came into effect, you know, the Indian authorities have taken action on the ground. For instance, they have they themselves have improved the inspection method. And now they've made it mandatory that all food products that are exported to the EU specifically will have to go through a mandatory inspection regime. So that's the one significant change that they've made on the ground. The other thing was the Indians had a strong case because their argument was last year when the ban was enforced, the team in the EU only inspected over 200 consignments of fruits and vegetables. So their argument was that that's just a very small portion of what India exports, really, and most of it has been pest-free or has not been infected by fruit pests. So that they had a strong case there. And then you had in September, the authorities who came down went through this drill again, and they realized that those measures are having some sort of impact on the ground. So you are seeing some sort of changes on the ground, but whether they've really overhauled the system, I'm really not sure about that.
Has this damaged trade relations at all between India and the EU? I mean, will Indian producers, growers think twice before striking deals to export to countries in the European Union?
Last year when the ban came in, I would say there was a lot of, you know, emotional outburst here in India because the government and the farmers and the trading community felt that it was unfair on the part of the EU to really impose this embargo out of the blue, as they called it. But I think over the last few months, with these changes coming in fact, the UK has worked pretty closely to resolve this issue by having a dialogue between India and the EU. I think sense has prevailed on both sides, and the initial reactions where people were really talking about taking some strict measures or, you know, not proceeding with some deals, that hasn't really happened. Because I think both parties or both sides understand that they both need each other. India needs the EU because it's a big market, and EU needs Indian products because they are popular over there.
The BBC's Samir Hashmi in Mumbai there.